Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And look, every airline, I don't care what airline, has its moments. And now it's Southwest that is under the microscope and the source of considerable rage on the part of many people just trying to get home, trying to get to a business meeting. The last I checked, something like 2,000 flights on Southwest have been canceled since Friday.
Wow.
Five straight days of tie-ups. The airline, Southwest, is blaming air traffic control, weather in Florida, infrastructure challenges. They're saying it has nothing to do with pilot sick-outs. The Southwest Pilots Union says these delays and cancellations are not because of sick-outs. Number of pilots, though, don't want to get vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
And are ready to walk instead of getting vaccinated. Mm-hmm. It's a mandate for Southwest and also for American Airlines, both based in Texas. I think they're both based in Texas. So we're trying to get to the bottom of this, wondering if it's a fluke or maybe a sign of things to come. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg always has the inside track and some perspective. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Happy to be back with you. And yes, it is a mess out there.
So do you have any inside scoop here? Is it the pilots? What's happening?
On?
Southwest denies that's happening. What's the real story?
Well, nothing ever happens for any one reason. So let's go back and take a look at it. We start with the idea that when travel came roaring back, a lot of airlines, including Southwest, doubled down and tripled down on their schedule. They essentially overscheduled the airline. So they were already operating at very, very thin staffing margins. Hmm. And then all you need is one little weather incident or one air traffic control slowdown, and everything comes to a halt. And that's, I think, what happened here. Now, there's a lot of chatter that it was a pilot slowdown or a sick out. It is true that the pilot union at Southwest has sued them on their vaccine mandate, which basically says if you're not vaccinated by December 8th, that's the Southwest deadline, that you'll lose your job. Mm. And the same thing is happening at American Airlines, where that pilot union is pushing back on the American deadline, which is the most ridiculously picked deadline I've ever heard. Here it is, November 24th. Let's look at the calendar.
Thanksgiving? Is
that's
really Thanksgiving?
That's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
The busiest travel day of the year. I don't think anybody wants to see a remake of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but here's the double-edged sword. Jeez. Here. The pilot union is saying, we protest the rule about the mandate, and if you want to fire us, go ahead, because if you fire us, the airline doesn't operate anyway. So this is going to be an interesting development as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving.
And now there's sticker shock at the pumps. Peter, I saw that oil closed above $80 for the first time in 7 years. The national average price hit a 7-year high of $3.27 a gallon. They're paying as much as $5 a gallon in New York City. So this notion, well, we can just drive if we don't want to take a risk flying. What advice would you have for people contemplating Thanksgiving travel, Christmas, Hanukkah travel? Where does your head go when people ask for options?
Well, the option I would actually suggest is the same option you had before the pandemic, but now you even have a better reason for it. We're all living and working and learning remotely. Very few of us are actually in offices. We're not punching a clock. So who says we have to have any seasonality left to travel? I would go a week before Thanksgiving, do the turkey early, do a week after Thanksgiving, do the turkey a week later. Look, what is Thanksgiving if not an obligatory dysfunctional family get-together? If we're being honest.
Yeah, well said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So rather than have everybody push your buttons and get hosed at the airport, why not just do it a week earlier and go through that ordeal then? I'm being serious. If you take a look at the airfares the week after Thanksgiving, they plummet. There's a reason in the travel industry they call that week the dead week, because everybody's recovering from that dysfunctional get-together. And the other dead week is the week after New Year's, when people are simply just recovering. So if you plan it properly now, you don't have to be standing in a long line. You're not going to be stuck in traffic, and the airports won't be crowded. And the schedules will reflect some common sense.
Peter, to your point, I'm heading out before Thanksgiving to visit my dad, who's 91, and my sister. And we're flying from Minneapolis-St. Paul into Baltimore. It's the most convenient airport with a direct flight on Delta. And it was something like $250.
Really?
I can't remember paying that little for a ticket. I thought it would be highway robbery right before Thanksgiving, but the fares are still pretty low, right?
How about this? Los Angeles to New York the week after Thanksgiving, $113.
Stop what? It. Come on.
I'm serious. And, you know, that there's something to be said. Now, rental cars is another issue because there's a shortage of them.
Yeah.
Rental car rates are through the roof. And for those poor folks who got stranded at Southwest Airlines airports, they made a lot of new best friends at the airport, and they carpooled. They rented a car, and it became somewhat affordable. But that's not how you really wanted to get from point A to point B on a flight that should take an hour, that's actually 600 miles and will take you a day and a half.
Peter, before we let you go, and this has been so informational, and David was just mouthing that he booked a cheap flight like January 6th.
Wow.
So thanks for that's good advice. It works. I just want to return to the Southwest pilot issue. You know a lot of pilots. You know a lot of insiders in the industry. Pilots are women and men of science. They are highly educated. Why is there so much pushback on the vaccine?
We've politicized public health issues. We've politicized mask wearing. We've politicized vaccines. And not to get into a political discussion, the politics transcends every job category. We're now seeing it with the pilots. Now, remember, United Airlines gave a vaccine mandate to their 67,000 employees about 2.5 months ago and gave them until September 27th to get vaccinated or lose their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what happened on September 27th? 99% of the United employees got vaccinated. Only about 590 didn't, and they're facing termination. So a 99% return is not a bad deal. What's happening now with American and with Southwest, it's a whole different game.
Wow.
Fascinating. Really fascinating to watch how this shakes out. Such a division. Peter, you're wonderful. Again, Peter Greenberg, our travel correspondent for CBS. We so appreciate you. Great info.
Thanks, Peter.
Anytime, guys.
And he worked hosed into an informational interview.
We're
which
get
I appreciate
this
that.
Keeps up.
But some of this, too, is business travel has not come back. I think business travel is a shadow. People are used to getting on their Zoom calls now.
Yeah, sure.
Why should I spend stupid money, thousands of dollars, and fly to Seattle when I can take 30 minutes? Mm-hmm. Question is, can you close deals remotely on Zoom? The old adage was you need to be face-to-face, shake their hand, take them out to lunch, get to know them. Can that happen remotely? I still have questions about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.